AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wants another ceasefire in the Gaza Strip on humanitarian grounds.
The conditions for the effective delivery of humanitarian aid no longer exist.
Aid groups are severely limited by fighting in Gaza. Solid hiring last month has lowered the nation's unemployment rate. The government says 199,000 jobs were added. President Biden is launching a Hollywood fundraising blitz this weekend. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president stayed away from raising money in the Los Angeles area during the writers and actors strike. Now that it's over, he'll be back in Southern California to court Hollywood cash, starting tonight in Santa Monica. At an event organized by director Steven Spielberg.
The numbers all go to 11.
Rob Reiner and singer Barbara Streisand. While she won't perform, Lenny Kravitz will. Between them, the president and first lady will attend six fundraisers in roughly 36 hours. Organizers say he should raise more money this weekend than in any similar time frame since announcing his re-election bid. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Annual mammograms are recommended indefinitely for breast cancer survivors, but a new study in Britain finds less frequent screening is just as good. All that testing causes anxiety for patients and costs money. Dr. Laura Esserman is at the University of California, San Francisco.
I assure you this is not going to cause an immediate change. It's going to cause an immediate discussion. And I think it should pave the way to start thinking about, you know, some more projects or programs really testing different ways of doing screening.
Researchers followed more than 5,000 women. This is AP News. The International Olympic Committee says some Russian athletes will be allowed to compete in the Paris Olympics.
The decision confirms moves the IOC started 1 year ago to reintegrate Russia and its military ally Belarus into global sports, and 9 months after it urged sports governing bodies to look at ways to let individual athletes compete. However, it's up to each Olympic sports governing body to assess and enforce neutral status for individual athletes who've not actively supported the war. For example, the toughest stance has been taken by Track and Field's World Athletics, which has excluded all Russians from international competition since the invasion started in February 2022. Russia's often insisted that any restrictions on their athletes are politicized and unacceptable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An extremely rare white leucistic alligator has been born at a Florida reptile park. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?